Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and today is one of my favorite shows of the month. We get our update from Juno Public Library with Grants and Marketing Coordinator Kate Inge. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Shelley.
And today you're here with Jen Walker, Community Outreach Assistant. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Jen, everybody knows Kate. Please tell us a little bit about what you do.
Sure. I work on the Outreach and Senior Services team, and so our job is to just make programs and events that reach out into the community and help bring anybody who has a barrier to coming to the library, make it easier. One of the things we do on our team a lot of, we do pop-up libraries. So we bring them to the senior center, a couple of the nursing homes, and housing facilities. So we'll actually bring books and a computer so we can check things out to people
really?
Who live in those areas. Yeah.
What a great service. I didn't even know you guys offered something
yeah.
like that. Do you have a lot of people who use that?
Yeah. The senior center one is by far our most popular. So a lot of people come to that one.
So since you guys are here from the library, I wanted to ask, what are you reading right now? Kate, you can start.
So I am reading the new book by Kate Atkinson, Transcription. And I just started it last night. And I've had a couple recommendations from other patrons that said it was really good. So I put it on hold to make sure I could read it. And it takes place like at two different time periods and like World War II, and then like 10 years later about a woman who kind of worked for the MI6. And I think she types up the transcriptions of a group that they're spying on and the ramifications of that. So I'm very excited to get into it.
That sounds thrilling.
Yes.
And how about you, Jen? What are you reading right now?
I'm reading a book called Forest Bathing, How Trees Can Help You Find Health and Happiness by Dr. Qing Li.
Wow. Any good?
Yeah, it's really fascinating. This is a doctor from Japan, and his specialty is forest medicine. And so he's actually conducted a bunch of scientific research to figure out why we feel so much better when we go to the woods. And so he found that it increased people's sleep and their quality of sleep, and it increased their immune system and the actual cells that are fighting either virus or cancer cells. And it also increases positive mood and feelings and decreases fatigue. So there's just lots of ways the forest helps. It's kind of cool.
That's interesting. I'm interested in the scientific basis of all that.
Yeah.
I mean, you do feel better in the woods. Do either of you get to contribute to the staff picks list on the at the library?
Yeah.
Cool.
Incidentally, speaking of staff picks, I put on Facebook, there's like two albums, one of staff's picks for fiction and nonfiction for 2018. So if you're looking for books that the staff read over 2018 and you're looking for some ideas, you can check out those two albums. And there was enough that I had to break it into fiction and nonfiction. So you can pick whichever one you like or look at them all and maybe find a new book to read this year.
That's pretty exciting. I know what I'll be doing after the show today. I just read a few good whodunits. The Death of Mrs. Westaway, that's by Ruth Ware. She did The Woman in Cabin 10. And I got a hold of the new, is it Leanne Moriarty? She did Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
The Nine Perfect Strangers. I read that over the weekend. And I just checked out the new Louise Penny. So.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Lots of time to read right now. Well, great. Thank you very much for those brief book reviews. All right. So one of the things you wanted to talk about today, and one of the reasons Jen's here, is the Where There's a Will, There's a Way program that's happening this month at the Valley Library. Jen, you want to tell us about that?
Sure. It's at the Valley Library from 11 to 12. And we've got a local lawyer, Vance Sanders, coming to talk about wills, why you need them, and what kind of things are important to consider in them. There's also this thing I know so little about, I think it's called probate in Alaska, where you can basically will your house to somebody without a will, and it also ends up costing your family a lot less. So he'll know a lot more about that than I do. Additionally, we have a legal forms database at the library now. All the forms are specific to Alaska, and I think it's pretty nifty because you pull up, for example, wills, and you can either download a Word or PDF of that document, and then it pre-fills. So you put your name in, and it pre-fills all the way through that form where your name would need to be. And it has a line for dependent. You put that name in, it pre-fills. So kind of coordinating between some of the resources the library has and then bringing in a local expert to help people know what they might need to do to make sure they've got a will.
That's pretty cool. That makes it really, really easy because it's quite an overwhelming sounding task.
Yes, yes, and affordable because the legal database is free.
That's those Gale legal forms accessible on the Juneau Public Library's website?
Yes.
They're front and center on the webpage, so if you find the webpage, you'll find it pretty easily. And when and where is this Where There's a Will, There's a Way?
So it is from 11 to 12, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on January the 26th at the Valley Library.
Who do you think should come to this?
Anybody who wants to know more about wills. I think in general, we think when we think of people who really should have wills, it would be parents because they want to make sure what if something happened to both of them, what would happen to their kids? Where would the kid go? Guardianship. And then everybody needs a will. But, you know, if you are, older in age, assumably, you might be a little more interested, but everybody needs a will.
So. I think that's a good point about parents. You know, if they don't have one by now, they probably should, just in case. You never know what's going to happen.
Get her done.
Yeah. And don't be afraid. And then there's another program, Social Security 101. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So this is, we actually get to video chat with the Social Security Administration person who helps people understand how to navigate that. We do need people to log into their Social Security account and print off their benefits sheet and bring it with them to the program. But that Social Security person is actually going to present information, and then there will be a Q&A at the end where like people can actually ask questions and get specific answers to their specific needs during the program.
And that's the 15th at noon on the at the downtown branch.
That's right. Yep, noon to 1:30.
I should probably go back and ask if there's anything that people need to bring to the Where There's a Will, There's a Way program.
Just themselves and maybe some idea of questions they might have. Yeah. But, yeah, no requirement for the Wills program. Just show up.
And the Social Security 101 is somebody present? Is there a presenter for that? Is it the same person?
It's a video presenter. So we actually get to, I'm going to use the word teleport in. there are several libraries who are attending all together throughout the state of Alaska. But she can hear and speak with all of us. So, yeah, if that makes sense, we will get to see her up on the screen and then talk to her through the video teleconferencing technology we have.
And as I'm sure it's free and open to everyone, is there a target audience that you're really hoping will hear this and make an effort to attend?
Anybody who's eligible for Social Security that isn't totally understanding their benefits. So that tends to be older people, but can also be people who are on disability.
Have either of you ever viewed this program before, the Social Security program?
This is the first time that I'm seeing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if the process is complicated, overwhelming, or it seems like it must be a little bit, or else we wouldn't be doing the 101.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a little overwhelming, but hopefully there's somebody who will know way more about Social Security than anybody and than we do working on the desk. And so that person will hopefully help make it so it's less overwhelming, because a lot of people ask us questions, like especially mm-hmm. now that it's like tax time, PFD time, maybe asking about health or like Social Security. And we would love to be able to answer. We're not experts. We don't know. We don't want to mess things up further for you. So it's always nice when we can bring in an expert who actually can answer questions for people who want to come in.
We actually just had a patron last week tell us she spent 6 hours on hold with a friend helping her try to figure out her Social Security benefits. So hopefully this would circumvent some unpleasant experience such as that.
Well, it sounds like a great start, and thank you for offering that to our community.
You're welcome.
All right, Kate, what else is going on at the library this month that you want people to know about?
We have, let's see. We have Telebration coming up.
Telebration?
Telebration, yeah. We have this the story time program that is coming up in a couple, actually next week. No, this week. On the 12th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, where am I? What's going on?
Saturday.
Yeah,
right?
Saturday, yeah. And it's going to be at the Valley Library, and it's going to start at 6:30. And we know that, like, the Valley Library will closes at 6 on Saturday. So there will be like a little bit of overlap where things kind of get shut down. The library gets kind of not put away, but like locked up and secure. And then right before the program, will like the doors will reopen and people can come in and have a nice like 6:30 to 8 storytelling program that they can hear stories from.
I like the name. Yeah. It's catchy.
Yeah. It's like, we did not come up with a name. That's it's a group that came up with it. But yeah, it's a nice name.
All right. And I saw on the website there's a poetry writing workshop with Emily Wall on the 20th. Do you want to add anything about that?
I think that is going to be in conjunction with the Poetry Omnibus. So okay. I think they're both happening at the same time. And that's what this is going on. And that's a youth services program. So if anybody has questions, they can call the library and ask for MJ.
Okay. And Rock Around the Blocks is coming up at the end of the month,
yeah.
I think.
So we have Friends of the Library has provided a whole bunch of different blocks. Like we have Legos and Duplos, and there's a whole bunch of fancy ones that since I don't have kids, I have no idea what they're actually called.
Even, I don't know what Duplos
are.
Know,
yeah. But we have all these blocks provided, and one of our youth services librarians will be working on that Saturday, and they'll just put everything out. And you can feel free to bring your kids by, and you can have like a little bit of fun at the library. It's depending on the weather. It still probably will be cold or dark or snowy, so you can get a little bit of fun in, get some books, and then go home.
Sounds great. Kate, Jen, anything else you want to mention while you're here? Library happenings for the month of January?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, just to recap, Social Security 101 is Tuesday, January 15th, and at 12 o'clock downtown. And Where There's a Will, There's a Way is Saturday, January 26th, 11 o'clock at the Valley Library. Thank you both so much for being here.
Right, thanks, Shelley.